building leaders, and giving and getting respect. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Over a quarter of a century ago, the Michigan High School Athletic Association took a bold leadership step to create a program designed to prepare women for the opportunities and challenges of being involved in interscholastic athletics. The Women in Sports Leadership Conference continues to thrive as its 22nd edition takes place February 7th and 8th in Lansing, and over 500 student-athletes, coaches, and administrators are expected to take part. What was a great unknown in 1988 has become a great program, reflecting what school administrators and students have requested in such a conference, as MHSAA Assistant Director Kathy Virgink-Westorp explains.
We've got great interactive sessions which include topics like how to be a good teammate, sports nutrition, team building activities, vision, values, and voice. Also, there are sessions in yoga, kickboxing, self-defense, and Zumba.
This event fills up quickly, so head out to the MHSAA website for more information about the 2016 Women in Sports Leadership Conference. Our Michigan Army National Guard Performance of the Week comes from Carroll wrestler Tyler Deming, who led his Tigers to the team crown at the Freeland Wrestling Invitational last week, winning his fourth individual title in the process. You can read more about it at the second half page of MHSAA.com. And our Sparrow Health System game balls this week go out to Eden Clement and Julia Nordstrom of Painesdale Jeffers, who each scored 19 points in a Copper Mountain Conference girls basketball win over Bessemer on Friday. Skipping meals will only hurt your performance, so be sure to eat regular meals and healthy snacks to fuel your body for every athletic event. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree, or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the past 3 years, I've gotten to attend my share of middle school athletic events with my kids being involved at this level. In just about every game, there have been times where I have shaken my head in watching how some of the adults involved have conducted themselves, especially those sitting in the stands. Middle school sports should have the focus of kids participating, learning the game, and most of all, having fun. In these games, you have the most inexperienced players, newer coaches, and oftentimes officials that are just starting out. Everyone is learning at this level, with lots of mistakes being made. Adult spectators at these games need to cheer for your team, cheer for your child, and avoid the second-guessing and criticism of the officials. We need to give these officials a chance to gain some experience.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Over the holidays, I received a note from Jim Conway, the athletic director at Mount Pleasant High School, forwarding on something he had received from a former student following the Oilers' run to the semifinals in this season's football playoff. The former student was in the marching band during the high school experience, and just like a lot of kids, caught up in their own little world at football games. But now, as a reporter for the local newspaper and covering the gridiron action at the old school, well, the view had changed. Let me quote. Over the course of the last 12 weeks, I've watched these young men grow, getting stronger in their game skills and in their interpersonal skills. I've watched the coaches learn how to cope with injured key players, and I've watched the team rally around each other to make up for those losses. I've watched the team lose graciously and then get back up the next week to bring home a win. I've learned to appreciate the hard work, the hours of training these young men put into perfecting their skills. I've learned to respect the level of effort every one of them puts in on that field so they can leave it exhausted and proud. These young men are no different than I was when I was in the marching band. They're just trying to do the best they can each week to pull out a win and make their families proud of their accomplishments. And I'm proud to be a graduate of the school they represent every week on that field. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.